Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I don't mean to be disrespectful here, but as Tyler said to me in my ear, hey, you see Reed Shepherd's getting a new signature shoe.
Reed Shepherd is.
Yeah.
That's exactly my thought.
Saw it this morning.
I said, Reed Shepherd?
They're his favorite shows.
Reed Shepherd will be getting his own signature Nike shoe. Nike Zoom GT Cut 3 Turbo. Comes out July 1st. We'll have Reed stitched onto the heel. There it is.
Good Shepherd.
Reed Shepherd gets his own Nike signature shoe.
It's a good look.
I just
should have made his logo like a shepherd with like one of them wooden canes for the sheep.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
That's a sign. I didn't have Reed Shepherd as the banging out the signature shoe this year.
They don't have a minutes requirement for that?
I think that's something we're going to see more and more often, right? Obviously.
Well, it can only go up.
I can understand certain guys. Reed is like, Shagoon have a shoe deal with
Cheryl?
K-Swiss or whoever he would have his
to me, this goes back to that K-Swiss would be great. That goes back to that Shaquille O'Neal documentary I was watching.
Yeah.
Like they if they wait until they're superstars, they got to pay them millions and millions and millions of dollars. Get them on that first contract when they're next to nothing before they earn it, you get them cheap.
So what'd you say? Shagoon's wearing what?
LeBron.
So he just wears LeBron shoes. Yeah, man. What's he got to do to get a signature shoe?
I don't know.
I continue to be disappointed when I look up as they're getting ready for the draft and I see like Cooper Flagg is really staying with this New Balance thing, and I can see that one.
That's what the whites used to do.
I can see that one. Reed Shepherd
looks like he's getting ready to go mow the lawn.
I feel like Cam Whitmore is at the end of his rope here in a second.
Shepherd got a shoe.
This son of a bitch got a shoe. He gets on the floor. I can't get it on mop up time the first time.
I gotta look that shoe up, man.
I can dunk. I should be a signature shoe.
It's a nice, simple design, Dirty.
I like the shoe. I just didn't see it. Hey, man, Nike's coming through here, man. Nike said, boy, we got to get our hands on this Reed Shepherd.
You think people are
If I'd have said to you, Reed Shepherd just got a signature shoe coming out, the first thing you said, Reed Shepherd, with who would you have guessed?
Oof. I would not have thought Nike. Hush I would have thought maybe Skechers.
Skechers, it is, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say stop it, but Julius Randle is really trying to,
no, yeah, no question.
To convince us that this is his preference. I forgot they do have Julius Randle. So, I mean,
Converse?
Are they Chucks? Still making shoes? Is somebody still making shoes?
I don't know.
Have them Chucks? Well, I remember that whole Kentucky team had to wear them Converses. I feel real bad.
I liked them Reed Shepherds, though.
I like the shoe.
Clean.
I like the
I
shoe.
Like a clean, simple.
I just did like, again, I know some may think, I was going to say, does Amen Thompson have one? How the hell did Reed Shepherd slide in here?
Reed got the right representation.
Dude, you ain't lying.
Hey, all them boys you mentioned, they better check who the agent is.
You ain't lying. Somebody texted, yes, where does Amen, does he have one? Amen, are you with Adidas? What is going on?
I know
Reed Shepherd. Rob Dillingham also to debut the shoe. Rob got one too.
I know.
Rob got one too.
I know what brand of kicks.
They play the same amount of minutes over in Minnesota.
Reed feels like Asics.
I would not have gone Nike after that first year.
Feels like Asics to me.
Hell, I mean, I think Tyrese Halliburton just got a deal with Puma this year.
I got chance. I mean, he can wear them for a while.
No, he can wear them, but I mean, he ain't moving them.
And hooping them.
You wear that left one. But I mean, he just got his this year. He's all NBA. Old Reed Shepherd, baby. His dad, Jeff Shepherd, baby, the old former Kentucky Wildcat, got this thing rolling.
Yeah, you better check mom and dad. They got basketball backgrounds, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I bet one of them worked for Nike somewhere along the way.
That makes sense. And Rob Dillingham was at Kentucky with him together. It just got on that train with him.
Got on that Kentucky train.
I think it's Reed Shepherd. I think Reed and Rob are the only people in that first round that might have shoe deals already.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's a Kentucky Blue connections, baby.
Yeah, man. Oh, but wow, good for him, man. Somebody said y'all sleeping on Reed Shepherd, Duke and ball. I'm not saying that Duke can't ball. I'm just saying there's nothing about Reed Shepherd that said Nike's got to hunt him down for a shoe deal that comes out in July. There's nothing about that.
Anybody saying they expected a Reed shoe to drop is lying.
I would have thought
no one saw.
You said you've been talking about Shaq going after these. I would have thought Shaq maybe going after Rob Dillingham. I would have thought
he probably was going after this. This is right along the lines of what Shaq was going after in with Reebok.
I mean, does the Bald Mamba even have one? He's a 2-time champ now.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. If Reed's got a shoe, all right, Caruso should have a shoe.
I mean, Reed's got to do something with that Magnum PI mustache he's got, for the record. You get your own shoe. You can't go out there looking like old Magnum P.I.
It's like you just...
Clean it up, man. Let's go. What the hell are we doing?
Jarrett Patterson.
Wax that thing off.
Jarrett Patterson had this to say about...
That's a Texans player.
With his own signature shoe as well. Jarrett Patterson has his own signature shoe.
Timing.
As well. He got a chance to sit down and talk about this offensive line, and this is something that stuck out to Clint listening to Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah, it's unique. We got some like really young guys. We also got some really, you know, vets.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting, you know, talking with older guys like Cam, Trent, and Link, just like how much ball they've played and all the little insights about, I guess, D-line play, whether it's run game, pass game. Like all those guys have been a tremendous help. And they've been great as well. Like they're super solid, all super great guys to get along with. And I'm excited to have them be able to play next to them this year.
All right, what stuck out to you about them comments?
Well, one, if I was D'Amico Ryans, I'm going to ask these guys to quit using vet. That sounds awful. But talking about fixing the offensive line problems, I think, you know, we've talked about a lot of what can get done in the offseason and what can get done in OTAs and what can get done in minicamp. And a lot of that has to do with C.J. Stroud and his communication. A lot of it has to do with the camaraderie, the chemistry, if you will, in that room, the overall accountability in that room. And I just thought it was really interesting, Ron, to hear Jarrett Patterson, who played next to, was my man's name, Shaq Mason, at guard last year, and was in the room with Laramie Tunsil. Really, his the majority of his career here. This is year three for him, so all of his career here. Next to and in the same room with those guys. Which just doesn't surprise me because I think there's a reason why D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio moved on from these guys. But now to hear Jarrett Patterson talk about these vets in a sense of...
Vets.
Yeah, those right there. In a sense that these guys have seen a ton of football. They're pouring into the young guys and how critical and how important that is. One, I think it's very telling about what the other guys were doing before D'Amico cleaned house ultimately. But it is what I think is something that's very... real about helping these young guys and having veterans
that are
with these guys in the trenches and are literally trying to pour into them in the meeting room. I think that's a big change, Ron. I just think that's super valuable. Forget about Cam Robinson's never going to be as good as Laramie Tunsil. But if Cam Robinson thinks the game and communicates the game differently than Laramie Tunsil does and takes the initiative to pour into young guys the way Laramie Tunsil may not have, then that is a huge advantage. Trent Brown, he talks about as well. You know, those guys, if they are the kind that'll pour into the youngsters, I think it could be a big, big game changer for the Texans.
Yeah. And I guess the meaning in the vein of everybody's now kind of pulling and going down the same kind of mindset.
Well, yeah,
everybody is trying to go for the cause.
Well, you just like I always talk about it in terms of quarterback play, right? Like right now in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, everybody gets stuck on the Aaron Rodgers conversation. The reality of it is they've got a quarterback up there that has seen every pressure under the sun, has communicated it, has beat it, has seen, I mean, just has, he's, there's nothing that anybody's ever going to throw at him that he hasn't seen. That is a powerful weapon. Now we'll see if it helps him win games or not in Pittsburgh, but that experience, veteran knowledge, that is real when it comes to improving an offense overall or an offensive line, assuming the guys before weren't doing those things. So now you bring in students of the game. Now you bring in veterans that want to pour into the young guys. Now you bring in guys that love the game and love watching film and talking the game and teaching the game and working together, and they're accountable to each other. It's just an absolute game changer. And so I just, him saying that, it's not earth shattering what he's saying, but the fact that he's saying it tells you what was going on last year, and I think gives you a little peek behind the curtain of what kind of the moves that D'Amico made and why he made those moves. You're talking about Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson, Titus Howard. Now you can mix in that bunch. Trent Brown as well. Guys that have played a lot of football and seen
that. Yeah. And of course, the big thing will be is can they play? Right.
That's the part we ain't seen yet.
Right. Like, you know, Shaq Mason, I think we talked about it in prep. Shaq Mason probably fit that mold. They've had some veteran guys here that you like maybe fit that mold, AJ Khan before him, maybe, you know, since Nick has been here. But the big moment will be, can they pull on the same rope and have the same mindset
yeah.
and be able to play well enough that they give this team a chance.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.